Friends, welcome back to our subject stores management. We now move on to our next chapter, chapter number 11. And the name of the chapter is Preservation of Materials in Storage. Now, as you know, as per ISO 9001, preservation of materials in storage is a very important clause in ISO 9001. Very important. Sometimes the inherent nature of the materials is such that it deteriorates in course of time. For example, milk. There are many atoms which have a very short storage life. For example, medicines. Fruits and vegetables have a lifespan of only a few days. Certain chemicals have a lifespan of few months if they are kept beyond this period. For example, a medicine is kept in the medical stores and it is not getting sold, and expiry date is over, then they become unusable, they have to be removed from the stock. When buying this class of material, care is to be taken regarding the quantity, and coverage to be maintained should in no case exceed the shelf life of the product. For example, you purchase 100 pieces. You should be sure that these 100 pieces will be consumed before the lifespan is over. Otherwise, you should not buy 100 pieces. You buy only 50 if you are not sure of consuming 100 parts, and if you are sure of consuming only 50. Otherwise, the purchasing value, whatever value you have spent, will go waste. Irrespective of the nature of the product, first in, first out must be a standing and compulsory rule for the issue of materials. For example, if a medicine is brought on 15th of August, then the same medicine is brought on 28th of August, definitely the medicine which was brought on 15th August should be issued or should be sold first. First in, first out must be a standing and compulsory rule for such type of materials. This practice will prevent losses due to deterioration, expiry date, lifespan, shelf life, everything. You know, cement gets damp and solidifies. If it is kept outside, then steel bars lying in open get rusty. Stationery, if it is lying on open, gets rusty, get dirty, dusty, and then becomes unusable. The root cause for all the deterioration is definitely inadequate storage condition. How you have stored those parts? If you have not stored them properly, they will definitely get deteriorated. And so I am making very clear statement that the root cause for the deterioration of all these materials is definitely inadequate storage condition. Then damage. For example, metal articles are dropped, are dented, they are not handled properly, the material handling system is not okay. The root cause for all the deterioration like damage, dent, is bad handling, accidents, improper material handling equipment, packing techniques. Look at this beautiful photograph. How they have packed the materials very properly. Packing techniques assure the preservation of your system while moving to another location. So while you move your material from one place to another location, packing must be very proper. Packing techniques, if they are proper, assure the preservation of your system while moving to another location. So, we will discuss various attempts, how they have to be preserved. They have their shelf life, they have their expiry date, they get damaged due to the material handling, due to spillage, etc. So, we will see atom by atom. For example, let us begin with acids. The most common acids, hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid, nitric acid. We all know these three acids. They are very strong. As you know, they are very strong and can cause burns. If they are spilled over your body, they can cause serious burns. They are very strong. Then what is to be done about these acids in stores? These acids are usually stored and transported in glass or porcelain jars and require extreme care in handling, because if they are spilled, then some serious accident can happen. Porcelain jars are kept in crates. Storage should be in well-ventilated cool room only. Well-ventilated cool room. If it is air-conditioned room, it is well and good. Otherwise, it should be ventilated cool room only. If bottles are kept on a pallet, line the surface with asbestos. Corking must always be of glass and should fit the bottle properly so that there is no spillage. And glass is something which doesn't get reacting with the acid. So, corking must always be of glass. Otherwise, other corks will get spoiled. So, this is the way. Cork surface at the mouth should be well covered with molten paraffin wax to make an airtight joint. Avoid racks more than 4 feet high, because if the acids are kept at a height, accidents can happen. So, not more than 4 feet high. As a precaution against accidental dropping of bottles, because accidental dropping is not at all acceptable in case of acids. Very, very clear, very, very obvious. Then, best is to use pallets on floor. Don't keep it at height. Best is keep the bottles on pallets on floor for storage. I know by this more square foot area will be required. But okay, it is better than keeping the bottles at a height and dropping them and creating serious accidents. So best is to use pallets on floor for storage. Keep acid containers in separate storage areas. Don't keep them near other chemicals, compressed gas cylinders. Don't keep. Keep acid containers in separate storage areas. They should not create a problem to other people. These acid containers should be kept away from paper, away from wood, away from general store attempts. Otherwise, they will create a fire hazard. Then, handle these acids very carefully. Use goggles, eye protection. Use rubber gloves, hand protection. These personal protective equipments are must while handling the acids. Goggles for eyes, rubber gloves for your hands, helmet for your head, safety shoes for your feet. Safety shoes also should be there. Do not issue acids loose. Otherwise, while issuing, serious accidents can happen. Issue only in full sealed containers. All this what I have told you, to ensure safety, to ensure preservation of acids, and to ensure that definitely there is no loss in the quantity of the acids. Regarding other chemicals, what I should say? Chemicals should be stored in their original packages as brought from the manufacturers. They should not be removed from the original packages till you use them. Chemicals should be stored in their original packages in a cool, dry and well-ventilated room. Same thing as I said about acids. Cool, dry and ventilated room. Different chemicals should not be mixed together in storage, as they are likely to interact. There will be chemical reaction between them. There will be fire hazard, causing loss of purity. Special characteristics also will be lost. Reaction between two chemicals may be violent. It can be violent enough to cause fire. It is a thermal reaction. For example, mix of potassium permanganate and glycerin will cause fire. Look at this. How chemicals are stored. Proper cabinets, proper racks. Alkalis should be stored away from acids. You know, alkalis and acids will get chemically reaction. Caustic soda, caustic potash absorb moisture from air, and so their container should invariably kept as fully airtight. Poisonous chemicals like potassium cyanide. You know, potassium cyanide is a very, very, very highly poisonous chemical. The LD50 is very low. That means it is very highly poisonous. Mercury chloride should be kept in bottles labeled as poison and be properly sealed and kept under locked storage only. Otherwise, some authorized, unauthorized people will handle them. Then, soap should be stored after wrapping in wax paper, kept in a box having waterproof lining. Otherwise, it will get spoiled. Chemicals meant for medical applications should invariably kept in airtight containers in a cool, dry place. Everywhere this word, cool, dry, ventilated place is coming. And their shelf life and quality should be determined by laboratory testing from time to time. Labeling and marking systems should be utilized to identify hazardous nature of a chemical. For example, I am showing here the NFPA diamond as follows. What is NFPA diamond? I will explain. The blue color represents health. The red color represents flammability. The yellow color represents the reactivity. And this W and cross is meaning that it should be protected from water. The mixing of this chemical with water is very, very hazardous. So this is the NFPA diamond. For example, this number 2 means it is hazardous. Number 4 means it is very, 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 very highly hazardous. Number 3 means it is very high hazardous. 1, 2, 3, 4 show the hazard seriousness. If it is 4, it is very highly hazardous. Then, now I will speak about foodstuffs. Very important. These are generally spoiled by pests, rodents, ants, cockroaches. I want to tell you that about 30-40% foodstuffs are getting eaten by rodents. We must save this kind of foodstuffs. Foodstuffs should be properly packed in closed bags, and the bags should be stacked up to 12 feet only. There should be a space of about 3 feet between stacks to provide free flow of air and ease of handling. The space between stacks and the ceiling should be minimum 3 feet. The store should be kept very clean so that the pests cannot grow there. Very, very obvious. Floor should be dry and clean. A very high amount of housekeeping should be maintained. There should not be any leaking water anywhere nearby, because leaking water will spoil my food grains, foodstuffs. All measures should be taken to prevent rodents such as rats. They will eat your food grains. Doors and windows should be fitting well. Then I will speak about finished and semi-finished spare parts. All machined attempts should be kept under proper cover. Small attempts may be kept within the building and large attempts may be kept outside in the yard. The finished or threaded attempts require protection from rust. So, these areas should be properly greased, frequently, oiled, greased. To keep the metal parts properly, a small oil bath should be kept there in receipt assemblies, in the receipt sections. Delicate and important minor assemblies, parts of engine, spare assemblies of machines, lathes, motor vehicles should be protected from dust and dirt, so they should be properly greased, properly covered, so that they don't become rusty and they are preserved. It must be done for all finished and semi-finished spares. Then compressed gas cylinders. Look at these compressed gas cylinders. They must be kept upright. Look at this. They are kept upright and they are chained here like that, so that they definitely should not fall down. And then these are the oxygen cylinders. And there is a wall between them. Minimum half an hour fire rating wall. Otherwise, they should be kept 6.6 meters away from each other. I have said it. Look at these cylinders. Acetylene cylinders. They are kept upright and kept chained like this, so that definitely they should not fall. These cylinders should be stored, used and transported in a secure, upright position. I am using this word upright, because in no case it should be kept horizontal. In no case it should be inverted. It must be upright only, even when empty. Even when empty, they should be upright. Oxygen cylinders will be separated from highly combustible materials, especially oil and grease. And other fuel gas cylinders, such as acetylene, by a minimum of 6 meters or 6.6 meters, or there should be a 1.5 meter high non-combustible barrier which has a fire resistance of at least half an hour. Cylinder storage area will be clearly identified regarding contents of the cylinder. It should be properly labeled, and empty cylinders will be properly marked as empty so that there is no confusion. Storage rack will be specially designed to keep the cylinders upright only. That means if somebody wants to keep the cylinders horizontal or inverted, it is not possible. So your storage rack should be specially designed so that people have to keep the cylinders upright only. Then I am talking about glass sheets and plates. Look these glass sheets, how they have kept it. They have kept it in the rack and slightly inclined. So, if you keep the glass sheets and plates like this, they will never get broken and they will be properly preserved. Then, leather. Leather becomes stiff, as you know. For example, your shoes or chappals, if they are kept in open, they become stiff due to heat, drying, and often gets affected by mildew where there is excessive dampness. Lot of mildew will be there. Termites will be there. Rats will be there. They may also attack leather. The whole thing will get spoiled. So what to do? Leather goods should be packed in wooden cases or cartons and should not be subject to undue pressure. They should be protected from direct sunlight. Metal attempts, they are affected by harmful gases. Moist, acidic or alkaline solutions, bacteria, corrosion is rampant when the atmosphere is saturated or semi-saturated with salt, saline atmosphere. Deterioration can be prevented by painting, spraying with oil, treating with anti-rust solution, mineral jelly, etc. But it has to be prevented, it has to be coated with painting, oil, anti-rust solution, mineral jelly properly from time to time. I normally give the simile of a mother, how she takes care of her child. We must take care of our metal atoms, leather atoms, and the atoms which are having the short life expiry date. We must take care of them on a day-to-day basis. Paints, first in, first out, principle should be strictly adhered to. The containers have to be airtight and rust-free. Paints must be stored in a cool place, or usually stored in drums or tins. Then bricks, concrete blocks and clay hollow blocks, you know, they also need protection. They also need to be preserved. Otherwise, that also has a cost. They will get spoiled. So, effects of weather are saturation from rain, possible frost damage, excessively dry from solar radiation. They should be stored in neat stack. Maximum height should be 1.8 meter and that is 6 feet on even platform. Should be covered by waterproof sheeting, well secured. Also, there should be sheet on ground and sides if it is lying in the muddy conditions. Cement, well known, it should be properly stacked like this, as shown in this picture. Timber, effects of weather are saturation from rain, to be stored in neat stacks, laid horizontally on an even platform. To be covered with waterproof sheet, leaving ends uncovered. Brushes, effects of weather are losing of glue due to damp and heat. Avoid moisture, avoid insects, keep in original cartons, don't remove it from the original cartons, spray with insecticide. Very dry heat makes the bristles very brittle, as you know. Darkness promotes growth of moths, so should not be stocked for more than 6 months. Don't bring the material which is not required, otherwise it will lie and get spoiled. If it is requirement of only 6 months should be brought, because after 6 months they start getting spoiled. Cloth is damaged by insects, fungus due to dampness. Moisture and water are harmful for the cloth. Store woolen goods in steel almirahs. Felt should be wrapped with paper. Rats and white ants are destructive agents for the cloth. Woolly bear, moth, silverfish are harmful for wool. Insecticides should be sprayed on these to be kept in airtight boxes or cupboards and racks. Exposure to hot air and steam is very harmful. So they should be dried before repacking. It should not be kept wet at any cost. About coal, should be piled in rows of stacks not over 3 meter high, 30 meter wide at base. Each pile should not be in excess of 150 tons. Clear space of 3 meter is to be kept between these two piles. Should not be stacked against wooden posts, otherwise there will be a fire hazard. Should not come in touch with hot or warm pipes or flues, otherwise there will be fire hazard. And shunting railway engines should not throw sparks, otherwise again there will be fire hazard. Coal has to be protected from the fire hazard. Electrical cables and wires, protect from spoilage of insulation, breakage, keep away from oil and acid. Drum should be kept on edge. Cable end should be sealed with solder. Electrodes, protect them from spoilage and dampness. These are the welding electrodes. Dry heat and humid atmosphere to be avoided. Should be kept in original containers. Don't remove them. One very important thing is coming here is, whenever you bring the material, keep them in original containers, unnecessarily do not remove it and keep it outside. Very, very clear. And second thing is, again and again is coming, is cool, dry place. So your material should not lie under the sun in the hot atmosphere. Otherwise, it will definitely get spoiled. So again and again, the things are coming, is you should keep the material in original containers, original packing, in cool and dry place, preferably in air conditioned go down or well ventilated go down. Rough handling may loosen the coating. Then oil. Effects of weather are evaporation, absorption of moisture, water and dust can get mixed. Oil is stored in bulk in tanks, either underground or overground. So you can see these are the overground tanks and this is underground tank. Look at this underground storage tank. And there are pumps, pump return, vent, filler pipe and all that. This is underground storage. This is above ground storage. Properly done. Oil is received in tank wagons and arrangement of decanting by gravity or by pumping. Oil is stored in retail, in drums, marked with grade and kind of oil. The drums are piled horizontally. Hand-operated force pump may be used for retail issues. Dust and dirt should be avoided. Definitely, watch against the leaks. If stored for a long time, viscosity will change. It will become more viscous. Therefore, rapid turnover should be aimed at. What is rapid turnover? It should be issued as fast as possible. It should be consumed as fast as possible. Vegetable oils are deteriorated by action of air and light. Moisture causes rancidity and hydrolysis. Should not be stocked for more than 12 months. That means the stock should be controlled in such a way that more than 12 months stock is not there in your place. Thank you.